Joining us is the Chief Executive of Cricket New South Wales, Lee Jamon. Lee, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Great to have you on the show again. And, well, we've got the Big Bash looming, of course. You've watched some, fair to say, underwhelming crowds for Australia games at the 2020 World Cup. And then, well, little interest, you'd have to say, in the one-day internationals against England. What do you think is wrong?
Well, good question. I think there's a lot of people asking that question right now. Let's put in the, first of all, into context, I suppose, the World Cup attendances and, you know, the migrant population into Australia is largely made up of South Asian communities now. So particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, we're seeing, you know, very large Indian, Pakistani, Nepalese communities come in, which on one hand is fantastic for cricket because they know cricket generally, and they're coming into our country. And I think we've seen that through the nationalistic sort of following that occurred during the World Cup. You know, that those matches were really highly attended by their national followers. The Australian team, less so, and I don't actually have the answer to that, but what I do know is that it is concerning as we lead or have just gone into a one-day international series. Obviously, we're at the SCG on Saturday, I think 16,000 there, 15 at Adelaide and 10 at the MCG in matches that... Yeah, I know a few of the players have been quoted as saying really lack some real relevance and context for them. So yeah, we have had a lot of cricket, but it is concerning in terms of, you know, the following. It's an opportunity. We need to really focus in on our burgeoning and changing population, but it is concerning. And as we head into BBL, our real challenge is to, you know, reignite the passion of people to attend BBL matches because they're so crucial to clubs and state associations.
Lee, what's happening at the moment with our Shield performances? Again, we've spoken about it all morning, and when I look through this New South Wales squad, I feel like there's still as good a talent in the squad as they've ever been. I think we've got some really gifted young cricketers. I think we've got enough experience with guys that have played for Australia, yet our performances are just not up to scratch at the moment.
They're not, you know, very disappointing. And I know that they'll be obviously as disappointed as anyone in terms of the performances. If you look at the batting, Michael, you know, we've struggled to score 300 as a batting unit. I think we might have gone over 300 twice in our last 12 innings as a collective. And as you know, that's not going to win first-class matches. In fact, it almost won't win a one-day international now. But when you look at our spine and we look at, you know, for example, Patterson, Enriquez, Hughes, you know, experienced players, decent first-class records, and then, as you say, put around that the players such as Sanger and Jilks, etc., then certainly we would have been expecting better performances. I think with the ball, we've performed better than with the bat, but a bit of the story of the season has been allowing teams to get away. So we've had them in trouble, you know, 5 for 150, 6 for 150, and they've got through to high 200s, 300. So yes, you know, it's hard to put a finger on it, you know, particularly in my role. It's hard when I'm not really close to it, but very disappointing. I can, you know, point to those statistics as a worrying part of why we've probably started this season particularly slow in the Shield.
Well, the Sixers BBL, WBBL side, sorry, they've certainly been the shining light at the moment.
They have, you know, almost from one to the other. We're concerned about the Blues. We care deeply about them. We care deeply about the WBBL Sixers. And they've really come from two seasons of underperformance to a season where they've really shot the lights out so far. So, you know, a record 11 wins out of 14, 2 losses, 1 washout. And just playing with a consistency of approach and a freedom, but intelligently is how I'd put it. And I'm not sure I've seen intelligent cricket played throughout the summer, but I think I have with through all sorts of competitions, but I think I have with our Sixers side. You know, they've chased, I think, maturely, and we've seen that, I think, in the development of Ash Gardner, who will be player of the tournament, is a top wicket taker, second highest run scorer, and I think testament to her development was the way that she paced a chase with Elise Perry on the weekend. So, yeah, it's great to see a Sixers side. You know, the top six would be easily, I think, the top six in the country. And so, you know, really for that, got a final at North Sydney Oval on Saturday afternoon. I'm sure it will be a sellout, and we hope the girls can go one better and pick the title up, which would be fantastic.
Lee, where's Phil Jakes at? I saw a bit of stuff in the media last week with his job being under some pressure. He's the coach. He's one of the leaders. I know when you're not performing, that always comes back onto the leaders. But from your perspective, how long is his contract for, and where do you sit?
I think it's been made public that Phil's in his last season of the existing contract, Michael. So the plan with Phil was always going to say, yeah, there's a break, a natural break, when the BBL kicks in and Phil doesn't coach a BBL side. To at that junction, to really sit down and review where we're at and where we're going. So that's the current status. You're right, and Phil knows too. Yeah, that as a coach, you know that. You know, it's not solely about results, Michael, but it's largely about results. But it's also about the development of your players within your squad, and the playing philosophy and how you're bringing that team through. So there are a number of elements to that discussion that will occur with Phil. But he's as aware as anyone that, you know, obviously the legacy, the history of the Blues, the fact that as a coach you're there to get results and develop players. So it was always planned that there'd be a review. I think there's one more Shield game after that, and then we'll go from there.
Then circling back to the BBL, with it coming up off the back of what we've witnessed at international level, I mean, why are you confident, Lee, that the BBL will deliver what the Aussie team couldn't, I guess, in regards to public interest, into engagement, participation from crowds, etc.?
Slightly different market. I think slightly different following, in a way, in the fact that we've got club following. So, yeah, we've got a strong band of Sixers supporters. We know last year there wasn't a lot of BBL played in Sydney. This year we've got a full schedule, a full market. You know, so to say we're confident is probably not quite true. You know, we're turning over every stone, so we're leaving no stone unturned to the stadiums as full as we possibly can. And I think that's really, really important for cricket that we do that. So, look, we saw the attendances recently. We're doing all we can to drive, you know, those loyal fans of Thunder and Sixers into the grounds, into the games. We've got one of the best schedules we've had for a while with BBL. So there are a lot of things going for us, and you know, I think the Sixers squad has always delivered. It's as strong as ever. The Thunder, I think, today have announced or are announcing the left armer Faruqi from Afghanistan to replace Willie. So I think that's exciting in a way, and may well help us bring a following to the Thunder that hasn't been there before. So yeah, to answer your question, I unfortunately don't have a crystal ball. I'd look into it and say we're going to, you know, fill the stadium, but we're doing everything we can, and I think BBL this year will be a great spectacle. You know, we've got Alex Hales playing for the Thunder, we've got David Warner coming into the Thunder towards the tail end of this season as well. So there's a lot of things to look forward to, I think.
You mentioned Dave Warner. I think it's no secret that if he was given the opportunity to captain the Sydney Thunder, he'd take it with both hands. And now we see the change in the player code, allowing a player to go through an appeal and have bans lifted, etc. Does Cricket New South Wales have a role in that engagement or that process whereby, you know, I'm sure you'd love to see it facilitated as quickly as possible if someone with that sort of profile being afforded that opportunity if he wanted it?
Yeah, absolutely support David. You know, we've played a part in the process so far in terms of you know, requesting Cricket Australia to review that, as the ACA, I think, has played a pivotal role in that too. So, no, we're very, very supportive of that being reviewed. We're supportive of David, you know, playing. And I don't quite know what that leadership role looks like. It'll be over to Trevor Bayliss and the crew at Thunder. But whatever it looks like, there will be a leadership role for David, whether it's formal or informal. So, yeah, we certainly support a review of it and think it's the right decision, and, you know, happy to support and willing to support David through it as much as he needs.
And I guess, Lee, after a couple of COVID-interrupted years, how's club and community cricket, juniors and seniors looking across the board, just what you're hearing anecdotally and the evidence you're seeing? Are players coming back? Because I'm sure players probably you know, sat out last summer, for instance.
They did. And once again, we've had some challenges around our vast state, you know, with obviously ongoing flooding, what have you. But what we're seeing is certainly more players registering than last year. So we've seen a good bump. We're probably keeping pace with 2019-20, so pre-COVID numbers. So that's really heartening. We've set some really aspirational targets in the 5 to 12-year-olds, because that's the most important area for our sport, is to get as many 5 to 12-year-olds playing out as possible, and that's the top of the funnel. So we're looking to almost double our numbers there for this season, which is aspirational. But in terms of juniors, seniors, we're looking at registrations being up. Girls are up as well. So, yeah, it's looking great. And that's just testament to our huge volunteer cohort. Yeah, been through so much over 3 years and still stick at it. One of the challenges we've had is that we've implemented a new player registration live scoring system this year, which has not gone smoothly, as sometimes technology doesn't. So, yeah, I think that might have held back a few too. So we're working on that as much as we can. But it looks really positive, and it's great to see cricket being played on our grounds.
Lee, you're always forthright and clear, and we really appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.